WDW News Today, Disneyland News Today, and the Disney Pincast are all made possible by our spectacular sponsors, Magical Travel and Resales DVC. Denise and her agents over at Magical Travel are always ready to assist you in making your next Disney vacation even more magical. Book a trip now to the Walt Disney World Resort so that you can experience new attractions like Toy Story Midway Mania, fantastic shows like Finding Nemo the Musical, and special events such as the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. By booking with Magical Travel, you're guaranteed the best discount rates no matter when you go. So visit MagicalTravel.com today and book your next Disney vacation. ResalesDVC.com is your ultimate stop for buying or selling Disney Vacation Club resales. If you're interested in owning a piece of the magic at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge or any of the other DVC resorts around the Walt Disney World Resort, be sure to call Grandma Jackie and Kin at 407-877-2919 or go to ResalesDVC.com for more information. ResalesDVC.com, specializing in Disney Vacation Club resales since 1997.
I'm not sponging for rum. It be gold I'm after.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-hey.
There's no turning back now.
Like a grand and miraculous spaceship, our planet has sailed through the universe of time.
Put up 2, 5, and 7.
You're just young!
Look at the guy in the goofy mask.
That's not a mask.
Sorry, lady.
I'm sure to do better next time. It was my first flight, and I'm still getting used to my programming.
You made it! I knew you would.
Hi, hello, and welcome. Welcome to our show.
Please welcome the host of the WDW News Today podcast, Tom Corliss.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the WDWNT podcast. This is episode number 51 for July 21st, 2008. On this week's show, things get back to normal as we're finally done celebrating our one-year anniversary. And in order to start moving on, we cover 2 weeks worth of Walt Disney World news and rumors. After that, we have a spectacular discussion about the best fireworks shows at the Walt Disney World Resort, both past and present. And Denise and Kelly from Magical Travel will also tell us about a very interesting way we can see these shows in a completely different manner, a way we may not have heard about. It's very interesting. And to top it all off, John Crigliano returns with his in-park audio segment, Ear to the World, as we take a listen to Finding Nemo the Musical at Disney's Animal Kingdom. So on that note, sit back, relax, and enjoy this much shorter than episode 50 edition of the WDW News Today podcast.
It's time for your Disney Weekend Update. Let's tune in to this week's Walt Disney World News and Rumor Report.
It's now time for the Walt Disney World News and Rumors from the past 2 weeks. And I'll be flying solo with the news and rumors this week for a number of reasons. Of course, first of all, we want to keep the length of this episode down after the marathon 2 weeks ago, episode 50. Also, we're getting very busy getting prepared here at WDW News Today to attend Magic Meets. So this show is being prepared before Saturday of this week. That way I could be all set. To meet, hopefully meet some of you, or already have met some of you at Magic Meets by the time this airs, and we're just getting set with that, and of course, the day-to-day operations of our family of websites are enough in itself, so. On that note, let's not waste any time. We're going to be heading into the Walt Disney World news and rumors from the past 2 weeks on that note, and instead of going from park to park, in the interest of time, I'm just going to go through in chronological order, the news that has broken over the course of the last time, since the last time we've spoken to you, as far as news and rumors are concerned. On episode 49 was the last time we discussed them, so let's not waste any more time than I already have rambling on. Let's get to it. First of all, if you head on over to the official Toy Story Mania website as of June 30th, you'll find four games that you can play that are very similar to the games in the real Toy Story Midway Mania attraction at Disney's Hollywood Studios and Disney's California Adventure theme parks, both of which are now officially open. And while the four games, themed to Rex, Wheezy, Slinky Dog, and Jesse, feature slightly different themes from the games in the attractions, they feature secret targets and ammunition multipliers, giving hints of the existence of these similar targets in the ride-through version. And you could also create your own wacky Midway game by using the game creator on their site. So if you go to toystorymania.com, you'll find all that. It's actually pretty, it's a lot of fun if you can't play the game just yet and you want a little preview of a little bit how the game works, but don't compare it too much to the real-life edition because there's nothing that can compare to the real Toy Story Midway Mania attraction, but still, great little games to go play and to waste some time. And, of course, the other announcement on July 1st, another announcement regarding the changes with the closing of Pleasure Island, the six clubs at Pleasure Island this coming September. First of all, Disney is going to be changing some of the rules that apply to that water parks and more option on Walt Disney World tickets in response to that. And beginning September 28, 2008, the water park fun and more ticket option will no longer include admission to Pleasure Island nightclubs, obviously. They won't be there or they won't exist anymore. Guests who purchased or will purchase the water park fun and more option will still receive a certain number of visits to their choice of Disney's Typhoon Lagoon water park, Disney's Blizzard Beach water park, Disney Quest Indoor Interactive theme park, or Disney's Wide World of Sports complex. However, beginning June 28th, you can also choose to use a visit to play a round of golf at Disney's Oak Trail Golf Course, a 9-hole walking course designed for the entire family. And tee times are required and subject to availability. And for tee times, you could always call 407-WDW-GOLF or visit DisneyWorldGolf.com. So a pretty interesting change, I have to say. I think that's still worth the price of the option for the water park fun and more. Because nine holes of golf, that's relatively cheap option. Seeing as how expensive a full round of golf on any of the major courses on Walt Disney World property will run you. It's a pretty good value there, and I think they'll be, a lot of people will be happy if they already have a water park and fun option. Maybe they have a non-expiring ticket that they purchased, so now they might have to, instead of if they plan to use it for Pleasure Island, they may just have to use it for one of those other options now, but there's certainly enough to make up for that. Of course, July 4th, we had an announcement that wasn't all that shocking to us. We've been talking about it happening for a while, but now we have the official dates. So when major construction begins on the Liberty Square Bridge at the Magic Kingdom this August, Spectrum Magic is going to be getting a 2-week vacation. And while Spectrum Magic is not going to be performing at the Magic Kingdom from August 15th to the 29th, 2008, there will be two showings of the park's daytime parades. One of my favorite parades, the Disney Dreams Come True Parade, will be running two performances during this time. One at the usual 3 p.m. time slot and another at 7 p.m. And both of these parades are actually going to be on a much shorter route. I think they're actually just going pretty much up and down Main Street. So I would expect a much shorter parade and a very different parade. And it should be interesting to see what guest reaction is to this, seeing that the Magic Kingdom's parades have been a staple of the park since opening day. Our next topic: who doesn't love Christmas in July? And on that note, Walt Disney World has released its holiday lineup for this year. And among the offerings are the usual assemblage of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party that's going to mark 18 select evenings at the Magic Kingdom. Those dates are going to be November 10th, 11th, 14th, 16th, 20th, 21st, and 30th. as well as December 2nd, 4th, 5th, 7th, 9th, 11th, 12th, 14th, 16th, 18th, and 19th. And advance tickets and information for those are available at disneyworld.com/holidays or calling 407-WDISNEY. And, of course, Epcot's going to present holidays around the world from November 28th through December 30th, where storytellers portraying cultural icons of the season, such as France's, I'm going to destroy this name, Père Noël, Italy's Le Befana, and America's Santa Claus, I didn't ruin that one, spread messages of goodwill. Nighttime sparkles with the luminous light bridge adorning the breezeway to World Showcase Plaza, of course, that would be the lights of winter, where guests can see magnificent holiday tree. And to cap off the day, Epcot's kaleidoscope of lasers, lights, fireworks, and music, Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, takes on that spirited holiday finale, which is extremely popular. Also at Epcot, they're going to have the Candlelight Processional, as always. That's going to be November 28th through December 30th as well, staged at the American Garden Theaters in front of the American Adventure Pavilion at 5 o'clock, 6:45, and 8 p.m., and it's going to feature a celebrity narrator who retells the joyous Christmas story. Narration is interspersed with memorable music, and performances are included with Epcot admission. And it's also special dining packages that include preferred seating for this beloved event are offered by calling 407-WDW-DINE, WDW-DINE. And the scheduled narrators, of course, always subject to change, we have November 28th through the 30th, John O'Hurley. December 1st through the 3rd is still to be announced. We have December 4th through the 6th, Brian Stokes Mitchell. December 7th through the 9th, Virginia Madsen. December 10th through the 12th, Monique Coleman. 13th through the 15th is also to be announced. The 16th to the 18th, we have Cheetah Rivera. 19th to the 21st, little superstar Abigail Breslin. 22nd to the 21st, blah, blah, blah. I'm ruining this, aren't I? 22nd through the 24th, Stephen Curtis Chapman. 25th through the 27th, Edward James Olmos. And finally, on the 28th through the 30th, Marley Matlin will be doing the Candlelight Processional. So a star-studded lineup as always, and you may want to decide according on who's there which one you want to go to. Of course, the one that shocked a lot of people, the Osborne Family Spectacle of Dancing Lights, is going to have a much shorter run-through than it did last year. It's only going to be running at Disney's Hollywood Studios November 28th through January 4th. A much shorter schedule, and again, rumors are swirling that this is a result of lower attendance numbers right now and that are expected this holiday season. It's going to be interesting to keep a watch on how that plays out. Also, at Animal Kingdom, you're going to have Mickey's Jammin' Jungle Parade, the layover of, actually, the Jingle Jungle Parade, which is the layover of Mickey's Jammin' Jungle Parade, and that's going to run from November 28th through January 4th. And, of course, you have the Festival of the Seasons at Downtown Disney, where you have enough toys to fill up Santa's sleigh at stores such as Once Upon a Toy, World of Disney, Team Mickey's Athletic Club, and the Lego Imagination Center. Guests can also finish their holiday shopping at this one-stop mecca featuring something for everyone on their list. Basin Bath and Body Shop, Erebus Brothers, Disney's Days of Christmas, Fuego by Sosa Cigars, and more. And enjoy dazzling light display and holiday decor that adorns Downtown Disney streets November 28th through December 24th. Wow, that just sounds like a ploy to get you to the shop there, doesn't it? And while we're talking about Downtown Disney, I think it's fair to announce that Disney has stated that the new T-Rex restaurant in the Downtown Disney Marketplace is going to open during the second week of November. We still do not have a definite date, but we know it will be the second week in November. So, very exciting news there. Moving over to Disney's Hollywood Studios, a number of new features have premiered on Pixar Place, the new area that is home to Toy Story Midway Mania. Of course, the new meet and greet is open, which is really phenomenal because it offers a lot of great places to take pictures before you even get to the meet and greet. A lot of great sets from the Toy Story series of films. Really, really well done. One of the best meet and greets I've seen done in a very, very long time. Even though a lot of people felt this one was rushed together, it was executed almost perfectly. Of course, there's a lot of other great effects going all around the street. As we've mentioned before, the store on the street is open. The Hey Howdy Hey takeaway is open. And pretty much for the time being, Pixar Place is complete, or at least as complete as it's going to be for the near future. So, if you're heading over to Pixar Place, enjoy the new theming. Also, in what was a shocking turn of events, they've opened a small vending area at the Transportation and Ticket Center near the Magic Kingdom. And this new outdoor vending location offers coffee, espresso, pastries, a number of items, and it's absolutely unbelievable that they've opened this in that location. And it's going to be interesting to see how successful this is. I know there's probably a good crowd of people that will stop by the location on their way to get the monorail or the ferry boat, or even the bus when you're leaving. Actually, no, it's only open in the morning. But from what I'm being told, it may expand its hours later on to include evening hours as well. But for the time being, it's only a morning and late morning location. But only time will tell how successful this little stand is going to be. Are people going to stop there and get their breakfast, or are people going to say, well, let's make sure we get to the Magic Kingdom first and do what we want and then grab breakfast? It's going to be pretty interesting to see how successful or not this location is going to be in the near future. As reported on WDWNewsToday.com back on July 9th, we have some very good news in that the Country Bear Jamboree, after a few years of neglect, is going to get a pretty extensive refurbishment from September 28th through October 31st, 2008. Of course, there is a new audio system going in. As a matter of fact, a lot of attractions around the resort are going to be getting these new audio systems, at least all these sit-down show attractions. I know Filler Magic is next on the list to receive it. That's a definite, but there's also going to be a lot of general maintenance around the attraction since the animatronics haven't been performing up to par, and some of the lighting hasn't been performing up to par the last few months. But stay tuned to the WDW News Today podcast as we get more information on what else is going to be happening during that Country Bear Jamboree refurbishment at the Magic Kingdom this fall. Also reported on July 9th, the cabins at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort are now being listed as moderate resort options on the official Walt Disney World website. Of course, they were originally listed as deluxe. No reason is being given for the change. There is no price change. The prices have not been lowered. It's just been moved down to the moderate class, but absolutely no change in price. It has not gone lower. It has not gone higher. Nothing at all. The only explanation I've been told is that by listing it with the other moderate resorts, Disney hopes to raise the bookings for this location. So we're going to have to see if that works. If not, there may be some serious changes, because when Disney sees especially a resort area underperforming, changes are usually not far behind. Then on July 10th, we had an update on the parade changes at the Magic Kingdom while they're fixing up that Liberty Square Bridge. Here was a release given to cast members at the resort about what's going to happen during that period. In our ongoing quest for continuous improvement, the Magic Kingdom Liberty Square Bridge will be closed from Friday, August 15th to Friday, August 29th, 2008 for routine maintenance. Refurbished bridge is scheduled to open Saturday, August 30th. During this Maintaining the Magic refurbishment, we are reducing the grade on the bridge, making it easier to navigate for the parade vehicles, carts, and other hand-pushed assets that will travel across the bridge once it's reopened. And while Liberty Square Bridge is closed for refurbishment, additional entertainment enhancements will be offered to minimize any impact this closure might have on our shows and our guest experience, including the following. As we said before, we have a 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. shortened Disney Dreams Come True parade. It's a modified route traveling from Town Square down Main Street USA and circling around the hub back down Main Street USA to step off at the firehouse where it comes out. And while Spectro Magic is not performing from the 15th to the 29th, additional experiences will be offered in the evening, including additional castle stage shows, I'm guessing Dream Along with Mickey, extended evening character meet and greets in Town Square, and additional performance of the Woody's Cowboy Camp show over in Frontierland. So a number of changes in response. I guess they're expecting a negative response from people traveling during that time that are kind of let down that if they wanted to see Spectro Magic, that option is not available to them. And also, they're going to be seeing a much shorter version of the Disney Dreams Come True parade. So it's going to be interesting to watch that. Also on July 10th, we had some breaking news from the Orlando Sentinel. After a 10-year run, the live Pocahontas and Her Forest Friends show at Disney's Animal Kingdom will close September 27th. Same day as Pleasure Island, mind you. Walt Disney World announced. No immediate replacement is planned for the amphitheater. The Pocahontas character will remain in the park, though the actors must audition for other shows. The actors other than Pocahontas that run that show. The remainder of the 28-member cast and crew will be reassigned, said spokeswoman Zariah Suarez. So it looks like a lot of people are in for job changes, and that changes are rapidly approaching for Camp Minnie Mickey. And I think I'll just let the rumors begin before I even say a word about what I've been hearing. But I think you can connect the dots that something's happening over at Camp Minnie Mickey when they're closing down a fairly popular show. It packs a good crowd. And absolutely no replacement. So remember, this isn't, we don't have the kind of management at Walt Disney World that shuts down attractions without replacements, at least not all that often. Last time it happened, I think, was 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and while Wonders of Life has sat there for a little while, it was planned for a long time for it to become a special events building, but we'll have to see what happens to that little stage out in Camp Minnie Mickey and Camp Minnie Mickey in general as time progresses. Next up, out of Disney's Hollywood Studios, the popular High School Musical School's Out roaming stage show is now scheduled to make its final appearance at the park, September 13, 2008. However, don't get too happy if you're not a fan of Disney Channel's mega-hit movie series High School Musical, because on October 24th, just around the time the new film in the series is released in theaters everywhere, a new roaming stage show themed to High School Musical 3 Senior Year will be hitting the streets at Hollywood Studios. And stay tuned to WDW News Today as we get more details on that new show coming up this fall. No more details than that just yet. Of course, as I believe we talked about a few weeks ago, I may be mistaken, they have a new Grand Marshal vehicle at the Magic Kingdom Park that comes out before the Disney Dreams Come True parade. And usually they tote around the family that has won the night stay in Cinderella Castle during the Year of a Million Dreams out on the streets in the car. It's a very nice car. It's actually the same as the one they've introduced at the Disneyland Resort a few months ago. It's a very white, old, 1920s, 30s looking vehicle. The tires actually have Mickey Mouse thread marks on the bottom, which is very, very cool. It's very well done. It's a beautiful, beautiful vehicle, and I think a welcome addition after they've been using that other car for a number of years. So nice to see small changes like that all the time. Of course, Disney, there were rumors swirling around July 14th that Disney was implementing a new reservation system that combines dining, recreation, and tour bookings. And the conversion will start on July 21st, 2008, and is expected to be functioning on October 24th. And while that is taking place, the latest dining reservation date that can be booked will be January 25th, 2009. And once the system is operating, it'll revert to the 180-day advanced dining reservation window. So no 180-day dining reservations past July 21st, as the last day you can book is going to be in that window, January 25th. So can't book 180 days in advance this time around. And the exceptions for this shortened ADR booking window are going to be Cinderella's Royal Table, Chef Mickey's, and Victoria and Albert's because of their popularity. And I believe we have another update on that later, so I'll wait to leave my comments on that. And then, of course, on July 15th, we had it made official by Disney that they're were changing their booking system for dining, recreation, and tour in late October. And the new system is going to replace the current system and will allow you to book multiple dining reservations for yourself in one experience while associating all your room reservations with them. So it's like an all-together package where you'll book your room and your meal reservations and everything all at one time. And in the future, travel agents and guests are going to be able to make dining reservations online at DisneyWorld.com. Which is something that I've been hearing about for years that's finally going to happen. And as a result of this huge upgrade, effective July 29th and through late October, guests will be able to book reservations up to January 25th, and that is all. In late October, the booking process is going to return to that 180-day window. So this is only a temporary change, and I think in the end it's going to be fantastic to be able to do your dining reservations right online. I think that's absolutely spectacular, and I can't wait to book my dining reservations online. In a merchandise update from Hollywood Studios, there is now some new Toy Story Midway Mania merchandise. You have three mugs that actually say Midway Mania on them. You have a kid's t-shirt with that looks like one of the little green men, and on the back it says, Ring Me, Toy Story Midway Mania. And they also have Pixar Animation Studios t-shirts. How interesting is that? So, for those of you that aren't crazy about Pixar in the parks, start getting used to it. Other news from Hollywood Studios. Haynes is now officially the sponsor for Rock and Roller Coaster. They recently added a guitar pick outside the attraction right on that giant guitar. And it says presented by Haynes. So there you go. Haynes now, after months and months of waiting, the official sponsor of Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith. Also, going on at Disney's Animal Kingdom, we have Dino Sue, the giant orange, as many people have told me, mac and cheese dinosaur, don't ask, is being repainted. So she may appear white in some areas for the time being, but she is being repainted as a general maintenance. And next up, we have a WDW News Today exclusive report. If you remember the old Leave a Legacy kiosk out at Epcot by the entrance in front of Spaceship Earth, you probably know it shut down last summer and it has been a dead zone pretty much since that time. However, we have a picture up on WDWNewsToday.com that the area is now behind walls, and there are actually some interesting rumors stating that we should see some representatives from the food and beverage division of Walt Disney World setting up shop here in the near future. And the reasoning for that is this spot is set to become a taste testing area, where different food and beverage ideas and concepts can be tested with the general public. And while we're not sure if this means guests are going to be able to line up to taste what's next for the world, I'm thinking they'll just be pulling random guests out of the crowd to do all the testing, much like they do for soft openings, for attractions, and general stuff they always do. And while none of this is confirmed as of yet, right this moment, it is highly likely to happen in some way, shape, or form. And stay tuned to the WDW News Today podcast as we hear more on this new location at Epcot. And it's truly an interesting concept to see if they're really going to taste test stuff with the guests before they hit any of the restaurants or food locations around the resort. But we'll keep you posted on that. I'm certainly very interested to see how that goes. Our final piece of news, it seems there may actually finally be a real exclusive Walt Disney World Passholders event coming this September. And here it is from the Mickey Monitor. Saturday and Sunday, September 27th and 28th, which by the way also coincides with WDW Celebration's Worldwide Weekend event. Walt Disney World Passholders are invited to an exclusive Magic Kingdom screening of the eagerly anticipated new animated film, Tinkerbell. You'll be seeing it more than 3 weeks before the general public does on DVD and Disney Blu-ray October 28th. And from the storytellers at Walt Disney Pictures comes a spectacular full-length CG animated featured film filled with magic and adventure starring Tinkerbell. Takes you into the secret world of Pixie Hollow where you'll hear Tinkerbell speak for the very first time. This imaginative new film also introduces you to delightful new friends in Pixie Hollow, a place coming soon to Magic Kingdom Park, where you'll be able to meet Tinkerbell, Fawn, Iridesa, Rosetta, and Silvernist in person. And the Passholder screening is, again, Saturday and Sunday, September 27th and 28th, Magic Kingdom Park. And for show times and to sign up, although the last time I checked, they were not available yet, but you may want to check while you're listening to this, disneyworld.com/passholder, and that's where you'll be able to sign up and see the different show times you could sign up for. And again, I'm really excited to see what time the show is going to be, if I could fit that in during what's going to be a busy worldwide weekend for WDW celebrations. But I certainly don't want to pass up a great pass holder event that I'll be there for like this. It's really great that they're finally doing something for pass holders, that a real special event. And I'm really starting to wonder where they're going to have this in the Magic Kingdom. I'm guessing the Exposition Hall, but again, nothing is official yet on this. And on that note, that covers all the Walt Disney World news and rumors from the last 2 weeks. I hope I didn't mess it up too much with this new format and stumble through too much for you not to enjoy it. But that's going to wrap it up.
stars are born.
It's now time for this week's discussion segment, and this week we're going to be talking about what you voted for, and that is Walt Disney World's best fireworks shows. And joining me for this very special discussion, we have Jason Diffendahl from WDW Celebrations.
Hello.
John Crigliano and Justin Heyman from right here at WDW News Today.
Hey, Tom.
How's it going?
We have Luke Manning from Disneyland News Today.
A very special discussion, yes.
And finally, from Magical Travel, we have our good friends, Denise and Kelly.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
All right, so a great number of people went to our forums and voted. That'd be the WDW News Today Community Forums, as Mayor Justin Heyman will remind you. And what they voted for this week's discussion segment is Walt Disney World's best fireworks shows. And so I guess we'll start with Jason.
All right, well, I've got... This is a tough call for me because, as most of you probably know, Illuminations Reflections of Earth is one of my favorite fireworks shows. And it has been since the year 2000. But of recent times, the Magic Music and Mayhem fireworks show at the Pirate and Princess parties is now a very, very, very close contender, and it makes it a very close call for me. What I like actually about both of them is that they both have a pretty good storyline, and they both have a lot of fireworks that definitely fit well with the story. So it's tough to pick, but I think I'm going to have to go with Illuminations.
All right, next we'll go to John Crigliano.
Well, I must say, throughout the entire span that I've been to Walt Disney World, I still say that one of my favorite Walt Disney World fireworks show has to be over at the Disney MGM Studios, and that would have to be Sorcery in the Sky, when before that hat was placed right in front of the Chinese Theater. You had a great narrator, Vincent Price, and you really had some great fireworks along with a great soundtrack. I remember hearing Chariots of Fire. You had, of course, Star Wars, Indiana Jones. And just watching it from behind, in front of the Chinese Theater and the cool the fan display that they did during The Wizard of Oz, where the fireworks came up right behind the theater. It was fantastic. I kind of do miss that fireworks show a lot.
And who could forget the giant inflatable Sorcerer Mickey that would blow up on top of the theater and blow that?
Well, actually, it didn't
stream.
Well, it didn't blow up on top of the theater. It blew up right next to it and would shoot out sparks out of its finger, which was certainly a fantastic finale.
Yes. Out of the current shows, what would you say is your favorite?
Ooh, I would say that Holiday Wishes is one of my favorite. It just puts you in the mood during the Christmas season, and I love the projections on the castle, especially the colors that it goes through. Again, the music is a big part of it, and the fireworks that they have created for it, like one of my particular favorite are the ones that they create. It looks like a box, and I've never seen that before then, and I absolutely love watching that fireworks show.
Moving on to Mr. Justin Heyman.
Well, there's kind of two close runners here. The one is the original Illuminations. But I think, and not having seen any of the special event or holiday versions, it's hard to really say, but I have to go with kind of the old standby of Wishes. And the reason is twofold, I think. One, there's something kind of classic about fireworks around the castle. The second one, I think, is kind of the reaction of, you know, friends and family who don't really go quite as often necessarily as some of us do, and it kind of, invokes kind of that, you know, Disney World special kind of, magic that you get down there. So, I have to kind of go with the old standby of Wishes, you know, for those reasons.
Mr. Luke Manning.
I have to say Illuminations Reflections of Earth because it's the only fireworks show at Disney World which I've actually seen all the way through.
Are you serious?
Wishes, I have caught glimpses of throughout my various trips, but it just never really held any interest to me. I haven't been there for Holiday Wishes or Hallow Wishes. I did go to both the parties, but I was never a parade or fireworks person until 2007, so I never saw those. And of course, I haven't seen any of the extinct ones. But I do stand by my firm decision that the fireworks shows everything is better at Disneyland. Remember, dreams come true.
All right,
true.
Now we're going to move on to Denise.
Wait!
No, we're going to...
Shame.
This is WDW News Today. You could talk about that other stuff on that other show we own. Denise!
I have to go with Illuminations, and there's many reasons. Not just the fireworks in the sky, but the fireworks on the water, the lights, the music that goes with the whole event. I love it, and I've seen it from many different areas around the lagoon. So, and to be able to view it from different areas around the lagoon, so you can get a different perspective of it. I'd have to say Illuminations is my favorite, especially the music.
Kelly,
I like Illuminations the best too. I have seen all of the potty ones and a couple of the other things, and I really do also like the Pirates one, and the Holiday Wishes was really cool, but I like Illuminations the best.
What was that? What was that type of fireworks you've seen? Was that the potty fireworks?
I think that's what I heard too. Potty works.
Party.
We've had this discussion with Luke the time he thought he went on the Mad Tea Party.
I'm sorry. It must be that
I said
Boston accent.
Party. Potty. Sorry.
See, people from potty. Boston must actually be from England.
Yeah, I guess so.
There's a crossover here.
Oh, my God.
Those Bostonites. Those Bostonites.
All right, before we have a fight here, my turn.
I'll take you, Boston.
As far as classic fireworks show, I'm going to have to go with Fantasy in the Sky at the Magic Kingdom during the 25th anniversary of Walt Disney World, because they had that great 25th anniversary tag at the end, which had, of course, the theme song from the celebration, Remember the Magic, and I remember there was lines from Peter Pan and a few other movies in that finale, and the finale was just a great way, and I believe even Walt was quoted during that finale. So,
oh, come on, Tom. You all know you just liked it because of the castle, and it was all dressed up.
Hey, I like the Pink Castle. Again, it was temporary.
I know, so did I.
So, but definitely that show was spectacular. Current Illuminations, as many people will tell you, I don't really like Illuminations Reflections of Earth. I'm sorry, I don't like it. Illuminations 25 was also very good, though.
Wait, but can you expand on why you don't like Illuminations?
It doesn't feel like a Disney fireworks show. There's just something about it that rubs me the wrong way, but I could go on and on.
A lot of things rub you the wrong way, Tom.
I could go on and on about it for hours. But as far as the absolute best current fireworks show, period, Magic Music and Mayhem during the Pirate and Princess parties blows away New Year's Eve at the Magic Kingdom, and I've said it a million times. I've been there for New Year's Eve 19 years in a row, and it's amazing that this fireworks show at this very small new party at the Magic Kingdom absolutely blows it away. But that's...
Tom,
yes, Luke.
Tommy, you said earlier you liked Illuminations 25. Which one of the two Illuminations 25 versions are you talking about? The more classical one or the more modern one?
Yeah, because you had A and B.
I don't remember. I was young at the time, but I remember I actually enjoyed seeing Illuminations 25, where in Reflections of Earth, I think I've seen it twice in the last 9 years.
I could just see it now after he watches it. One of these days, I'm going to make a podcast, and then we're going to talk about how good it was.
And then I'm going to make fun of a guy named John Crigliano.
And Luke Manning.
Yes, but since we've covered the best fireworks shows, I know, Kelly, you had some information on a very special way we can experience fireworks currently at the Walt Disney World Resort.
On the potty?
No, not on the potty. Or at the potty, or however you want to say it.
Well, you can take fireworks cruises to experience Wishes and Illuminations. I've actually done both of them. I actually prefer the Illuminations fireworks, but I like the Wishes cruise better. When you do the Illuminations cruise, you sit on a boat that's underneath the bridge as you head over, and the smoke tends to blow that way, so while you're watching it. But it was a really nice experience, and they gave us, we did it last Christmas, and they gave us, they had sodas and cocoa and snacks on the boat. And you can do the pontoon boat. That cost us around, I believe it was around $220 with tax.
And how many people? How many people does it hold? 10?
That one held 10. And that you can have food and stuff on the boat if you want something more substantial than what they offer you. You can order the food through private dining, and they will have it on the boat. You cannot bring your own food and snacks. And it's the same thing with the Wishes Cruises, but they have two different boats. They have one boat with music and one without. The one with the music is $275 plus tax.
Right, and I have to tell you, the price jumped in 1 year from like $125. It jumped up to, I think you said $225 and $275.
Yeah, they raised it.
It did, and that doesn't include a tip to the driver, too. You'll definitely want to tip the driver.
Now, how far ahead in advance do you have to book these, or do you advise booking these?
Usually it's 90 days. And I know with the Grand One Yacht, it's 90 days, and I try to book it as soon as I can.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody knows they want to do it, then you need to be on the phone at 7 a.m. calling Disney so that you can get the reservation.
Right.
So you definitely need to get on that as soon as possible if you want to do that for your next trip.
Where does the boat sit when you see Wishes, Kelly? Do you know?
Well, when we did it, they picked us up at the Contemporary, and they kind of parked almost directly in front of the park, actually. It wasn't, but it wasn't close to that. I'm trying to, whatever they call that.
To the boat launch? To the boat launch?
Yeah.
Do they go like in front of that island in the middle?
Yes, you're in front of that. You can see everything. The view is spectacular.
Now, sorry. I was just going to ask.
Oh, did you have a question?
Yeah, yes, I did. Because I've never done one of these firework cruises. Do they pick you up at like, if I'm staying at the Polynesian and Tom's staying at the Grand Floridian, would they come and pick me up and then go over to the Grand Floridian, pick him up and then go to the spot? Or do you have to meet in one spot?
Usually it's one spot, but it depends. Like, I have a client who's going in August who has one booked. Now they're staying at the Grand Floridian, but all the boats at the Grand Floridian were sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting a boat from the Wilderness Lodge Marina, but I arranged to have the boat pick the family up at the Grand Floridian.
Okay.
So they're pretty flexible with it, but it depends. I don't think they'll make multiple stops picking up multiple people.
Yeah.
But if the boat is sold out where you're staying, like if it was sold out at the Poly, they can get you a boat from someplace else and have it pick everybody up at the Poly.
Okay.
Right.
So they're pretty flexible on
it's a nice experience.
Yeah.
I think that the hottest one to book is the Grand One. It actually, you would be surprised, but it does book up fairly quick, and that's around $450 an hour, and then dining is optional. And you can book any of those by calling the resorts, or if you want to book the Grand One Yacht, you need to call the Grand Floridian Marina. So you can call the 407-824-3000, which is the number for the Grand, and ask to be transferred to the Marina, or you can call 407-824-2439. And that they will also connect you with the people who do the Grand One Yacht Cruise. And if you want to have food brought on the boat, they'll connect you. You can call private dining, and you would speak with a woman named Linda, who is extremely helpful when booking certain celebrations on the boats with the cakes and the food. And she really makes it special.
And Tom, I guess
now,
Tom, I guess you're going to put those phone numbers up in the show notes for people who want to look into it.
Yes, we will get those up in the community forums for this show. That way, if you want to book one of these, you can.
You need a credit card to guarantee you're not charged until you get there. Also, if there's inclement weather, you have to wait for them to cancel it for you not to be charged. So if if it's drizzling, sometimes they still go out. So especially
don't assume that it's going to be canceled, like, because if you don't show up and they don't cancel, they're going to charge you.
They are going to charge you.
So you need to definitely touch base with the marina and make sure they're still doing it. And you want to show up. You want to make sure that if you're not going to use it, you cancel. I'm trying to think if they changed it. I thought they had said, is it still 48 hours, Denise?
Yes.
Yes. They have to, cancel within 48 hours, or they can hit you with a, the penalty and stuff. But it is a very nice experience. I think that all three of them are nice. And a lot of families split it. You'll see on certain, I've seen on certain message boards where someone will post that they've, you know, rented the boat for the evening for 10 people, but they only have 4 going. So they're willing to take on more people and they can split the cost. You'll see a lot of people doing that, especially for the Wishes cruises.
And you just do not go and sit and watch the fireworks. They will ride around.
Yeah, they do that.
Around to the resorts, yeah.
So. Yeah, when you do the Illuminations one, they actually will pick you up and they'll take you on the waterway past the Swan and Dolphin, down past Disney's Hollywood Studios. They'll talk about the resorts and when they were built and stuff about the architecture of the Swan and Dolphin, and then they'll bring you over and they'll talk about like the boardwalk and the ESPN Club, stuff like that, and then they'll park. If it's cold, they'll offer you blankets. Like they gave my kids blankets when we did it last year, and then drinks and food, and we watched it, and it was really nice. But it is getting quite expensive.
I could just see Tom on that part. He'd be like, oh, taking a nap. He's like, oh, I know all this stuff already.
Maybe he could interrupt and help them.
Yeah,
he'd
actually be the tour guide.
Sure.
I could see him better.
John would try to do a history walk and fall right in the water.
Watch me swim to the shore.
Kelly, do you guys know if you do a Wishes fireworks cruise and it's reasonably around the time of the electrical water pageant, will they let you see that from the boat too?
I think so. Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. They really try to be.
Sometimes
flexible.
Sometimes they have to hold for it.
They pull back. Yeah, they do. They pull back.
Now, I actually had a question. How much do they penalize you if you don't show up and they still go ahead?
The full amount.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not like, $20, $10. You know, you need to...
Yeah, but you also have up until 48 hours before to cancel. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
And that's why it's important with the weather. Like, if you think it's going to be bad weather and you're concerned, definitely call the marina, touch base with them. Because like Denise said, they cancel it due to weather. You can't say, I don't think the weather's going to be good, so I don't want to go now.
Are there any times of the year that would be a good idea to do it? Because obviously, like we are in now during the rainy season here in Florida, obviously it can be pretty unpredictable. But I know in the evening, usually the weather does clear up some of the time. But when you
usually have those 1 o'clock showers,
yeah. But then sometimes you do have the ones that do linger around, and I think you've seen them, Tom.
Yeah, but it's the same with any time you'll have your rainy days, but. Oh, more likely in the summer.
But are there any other particular times of the year that it's usually very ideal to do one of these cruises?
Well, I think during the holidays, if they offer them. I mean, Illumination says the holiday tag and holiday wishes.
Yeah, and if you don't mind it being chilly in the January, beginning of February,
I think the holidays are nice. Mm-hmm. Like they give you the blankets. It's not, I'm trying to think what the kids wore. I think they had on, like, wind pants with t-shirts, and they brought sweatshirts, and then they gave us these really nice blankets, and there was a newlywed couple on the boat with us, and they gave them too, and it was really nice. There was, every boat was full when we did it. Like, they had 4 boats there under the bridge when I did the Illuminations one, and the night I did the Wishes one, there were 3 boats out there, and someone was using the Grand One, so...
Well, on that note, again, I think I'm really going to have to look into that because it sounds like a really unique experience you could do. Pretty much any – is there any blackout time during the year, or is it offered all year round?
I think during the holidays there might be less.
Less availability.
Yeah. And some are chartered too.
Right.
Some are chartered for special events.
Yeah, when there's groups going out at certain times of the year, especially over at the Yacht and the Beach Club, it gets really busy and the boats fill up really quick because companies use them for events. And they do a lot of, because, there's a lot of convention stuff always going on in that Yacht, Beach Club, Boardwalk area.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was a great discussion that our listeners voted for. And I want to thank our esteemed panel for joining me. And I want to remind everyone that our next discussion will be episode 53. And you can head on over to the WDW News Today community forums to vote for our next discussion. Up there right now, you could vote for resort concierge services, which I know Kelly would enjoy doing. And we also have 4 resort overviews that we're planning on doing that you could vote for which one you'd like to hear. We have Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, Polynesian Resort, Wilderness Lodge, and Disney's Contemporary Resort. So 5 great topics. Vote for the one you want to hear, and you could hear it on episode 53 of the WDW News Today podcast.
Get your headphones ready. It's time for a surround sound trip to the Walt Disney World Resort. Let's turn our ear to the world with your host, John Carigliano.
Hey everybody, it's John Carigliano here, and welcome to episode 3 of Ear to the World, where I take you to the Walt Disney World Resort binaurally. Now, for everyone here, you had 5 selections that you could pick I gave to you after Mickey's PhilharMagic 2 weeks ago. Well, the results are in, and here are what the people chose. But before I actually do that, let's give a rundown of what were the results for the other 4 that didn't make it. Tied in 4th place, you had Stars of the Saga with Peter Mayhew and David Prowse, and Reflections of China at Epcot with only 5%. In 3rd place, you had Rock and Roller Coaster at Disney's Hollywood Studios at 17%. In 2nd place, you had the Haunted Mansion after the 2007 refurbishment with 29%. And with a whopping 41%, Finding Nemo the Musical at Disney's Animal Kingdom won. So, of course, that will be the audio that we're going to be listening to this week. I do have an exciting selection for not next week, but the week after. So you have 2 weeks to select these, but I will certainly do that after this show. So with that, on behalf of Disney's Animal Kingdom and McDonald's, I am proud to present Finding Nemo the Musical.
I'm gonna go to sleep.
what's going to end up as a clownfish filet. Or the turn right away. Wait, one more year.
Don't be so boring, Dad.
Stop! 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 St
shall freeze.
We shall freeze.
We shall freeze.
Not
every year, that fish goes belly up!
She's a fish killer!
things. I had to find my son.
Timo.
Nemo. His name is Nemo, and I may never see him again.
Mr. Grumpy Eels. Legs full of little spells. Don't draw your pants on in disgust. Oh, what's the use of floating there? Not going everywhere. Swish your tail and dive on in and trust that it's you. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Life isn't all that grim. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. What do we do?
We swim. Sometimes
Never say never, kid. There's other ways out of this place. Remember, all drains lead to the ocean. We got a sink right there, and a toilet over there.
Ew.
Besides, you've got your dad out there looking for you. I bet he's on his way right now.
men.
Okay, Mr. Smiling Pants. It's orange and small with white stripes.
Me and the next one's just a guess. Me.
Okay, now that's just scary.
Hey, guess what?
once. I met a sea turtle, and he was 150.
150? What did he do?
Oh, Sandy, Dwight. You think after what I've been through, I don't know as much as Sandy Dwight?
Tell me, Dad, what's it like to cross an entire sea?
Well, son, I don't know. Let's go home together, then you'll tell me.
So I hope everyone here enjoyed Finding Nemo the musical. Again, it's a great show, and I know a lot of you are wondering why that audio didn't sound as full as the two previous ones. Well, for some reason, back in August of 07, when I recorded this, it came out fine, but then when I converted it, for some reason, it turned out mono, so I don't understand. I'm going to have to go back and re-record it again. But anyway, this is the part where I give you five new choices for not next week, but the week after, for episode 4 of Ear to the World. Now, I really thought long and hard to make some really good choices. So here are the choices for episode 4 of Ear to the World. We got Epcot's 25th anniversary illuminations. We have Epcot's rededication ceremony on October 1st, 2007. We have the Magic Kingdom's 4th of July fireworks of this year. We also have the Joe Rohde talks, which was on April 22nd, 2008. And lastly, we have Fantasy in the Sky New Year's Eve at the Magic Kingdom in 2007. So those are your choices. we'll be putting up a little voting over in the forums to vote. So think long and hard, because these are all good choices, and I know everyone would want to listen to all of them, but you got to pick one. So I'll meet you back here in 2 weeks, and we'll see what the results are for Ear to the World. So this is John Crigliano signing off.
And it looks like that's going to do it for another great edition of the WDW News Today podcast. As always, I got to thank you, the listener. You made the last year possible, and here's to making the next year possible. And as always, I thank you for listening each and every week. And thank you to all our guests this week for helping put the show together. Sorry for it being a little late, but we've got some very exciting things coming up here at WDW News Today, and I'll be letting you in on them over the next few weeks here on the WDW News Today podcast. So on that note, let's hit the big finish with all the useful reminders, tips, and anything else I could include that you might need in the next week. First of all, for daily Walt Disney World news and information, be sure to head on over to wdwnewstoday.com. And for daily news on the Disneyland Resort in Anaheim, California, head on over to dlnewstoday.com, and that'll take you to Disneyland News Today. For the only podcast dedicated to Disney pin trading, you're going to want to check out the Disney Pincast, hosted by myself and John Rick of the Central Jersey Disney Pin Traders, and you can see that at wdwnewstoday.com/pincast, P-I-N-C-A-S-T. To discuss this show and just about anything else Disney-related, head on over to the WDW News Today community forums at wdwnewstoday.com/forum, F-O-R-U-M, and you can, of course, vote for the segments for next week's show and every week's show in the WDWNT interactive section there. All you need to do is register for the forums. You can vote on the segments, and then you have control of the WDW News Today podcast each and every week. And also another reminder about the forums. If you head on over to those WDW News Today community forums, you could be a part of our WDW News Today Magical Memories contest sponsored by Magical Travel and can win a four-night, five-day Walt Disney World vacation. So head on over to the community forums to find out all the details on how you can win a fantastic trip thanks to Magical Travel. And on that note, I think that covers just about everything for this week. Don't have a lineup for next week because you're going to decide it by voting in the forum. So whatever you decide, that's what we'll have next week. So on that note, that's going to do it for this week. See you all next week. See ya real soon.
Now, I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home. Kindly watch your step, please. Watch your step.
We have a wonderful magic trick for you.
Yeah, a wunderbar trick. Everybody, face the door. And the trick is, we're gonna make you all disappear.
Well, folks, this concludes our show. So thanks for bearing with us to the bear end, and barrel around to see us again.
What a cute ending.
Well, what do you think?
We have time to go to the bathroom before the next show?
We can't, you old fool. We're bolted to the seats.
We'll be right back.
thanks for listening to the magic, music, and mayhem of the WDW News Today podcast. Be sure to listen again next week as we continue to bridge the gap between you and the world. This is Brian Summer saying good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.